Okay, I'm a little bit nervous because I don't quite know how this is going to go, but I have quite a reasonable chunk of time, like perfectly to myself in my own house, and that never happens. So, oh God, okay. So I wanted to have a go at a ramble fab, which seems to be like everybody else's sort of gateway to GWA posting. Like that's the, you know, and I love listening to them. I have a couple saved in my favorites. I really like them. That there are a couple of issues. The first one being, of course, I have jerry-rigged this situation because I wanted to lie down in my bed. And I really hate playing my recordings back, but I think I'm going to have to make sure that this doesn't sound like ass. So... So I'm really looking forward to that bit. I'm just going to check a little bit just to make sure that it's not horrendous. And then, unfortunately, you'll just have to deal with anything else that goes wrong, you know, further down the road. The other one is, I am... the best way to describe this. I am probably what you might call, like, a utilitarian masturbator, I suppose, in that I just kind of do it and get it done, and then it's done. And I don't think I make any noise. I've certainly never tried, you know, conversing while I was doing it, so I have no idea how that's going to go. If I drop the phone in the middle and don't, you know, record anything, then I just won't bother posting it. But it's a concern. It's a concern that I have. So I have an audio from GWA queued up from a friend. It's quite a long one because the other issue with me is that the idea of me coming quickly is just laughable. It's ridiculous. It will not happen. I am a high-maintenance bitch, and I take a lot of work, even for myself. And I don't... Okay. anybody who sort of, you know, spoken to me privately on the subject will know, I managed to be a woman old enough to have a mortgage, and I have never, ever in my life owned a toy of any kind. I got nothing. I'm using my hand. I've always used my hand. This is turning into a lot of talking and not a lot of touching. Hold on. I should really get on with it. Get on with it, woman. So I have a nice long audio that I can listen to that I think is really hot. So we're going to listen to that. Well, I'm going to listen to that. You're not listening to that. That's in my headphones. I look ridiculous. I'm pretty sure there's, like, you know, headphone wires going to a laptop and it's, you know, something else. So unless, you know, fucking a Borg is like a fantasy of yours, you probably don't want to think too much about what I look like. I'm making this very, very unsexy. Okay, shutting up, and we're going to turn this on. What the hell do I talk about? I don't know. The fact that the state of American politics blows my little Australian brain? I don't know. What do you talk about? Okay. So, cliche, what we're wearing today, your ramble fapper is wearing grey panties and a blue singlet, and it's cold, which is weird because it's summer here, but it's cold right now, so I'm under a big fluffy doona. And I'm listening to a very, very pleasant voice telling me a very naughty story. It involves books, which means it's really doing it for me. And I start by... Sorry, I started without you. I slip my hand into my panties, which, just for the record, is a word that I never say in day-to-day life. And I'm rubbing my lips with two fingers. Which is nice and everything, but I'm not really someone who does a lot of preamble. This little warm-up section does not last very long. I have the attention span of a goldfish. So, I've propped one leg up, and then I start at the bottom of my slit and run my middle finger up, just to move some of that wetness around. I don't find it super necessary for everything to be, you know, ridiculously wet and slippery. I can make this work anyway, but it is nice. I'm already making more noise than I normally do. That's so weird. Now, I can't sort of rub directly on my clit because that's too sensitive and it just doesn't feel very good. So, I tend to lay my middle finger along the side. So is the right side? I don't know. Work that out. Along the right side of my clit, and I'll rub there reasonably gently to start with, but again, I'm impatient, and that doesn't last very long. And then, when I'm sort of ready to get on with it, which really doesn't take very long, I angle it, my hand, so that my fingertip is pressed into that space in between my clit and the lips of my pussy. And then I kind of... I become my own vibrator. I just... oscillate that finger back and forth. And it's reasonably light. It's reasonably light to start with. I'm lying on my side, and I keep my legs together. I like to, I keep it all pretty tightly clenched. And my hips rock pretty aggressively now that I'm looking at it. In a motion like that's kind of like I'm like I'm riding you. And that is my favorite fantasy. Well, it's up there. It's up there. Okay, the rambling's kind of died off now. I'm sorry. It's just that this takes like an almost annoying amount of concentration to make this work. So, like it feels good. It feels really good, but it's just really. It takes a lot of work for me to sort of make that leap from feeling good or feeling really, really good, but to get to that point where it's like, you know, it's gonna get me there and it's gonna make me come. I can do it. Okay, pretty reasonable success rate these days. I can always get myself there, you know, as long as there's enough time. It's just I'd really like to be an easier deal, you know. Okay, the audio is getting to a sexy bit now. I'm like, Fuck. I love listening to him moan. He's got like this really cheeky giggle when he edges. This really cheeky laugh. That works. That works for me. I have no idea if you can even hear anything when I'm not talking. It sort of pulls my attention from what I'm trying to do, which is of course making it last a little bit longer. Mm. Oh God. He's graduated to this kind of very sweet, gentle, daddy-dom kind of a scenario. I'm really into it. I'm really squishy at heart. I don't have any particular interest in, you know, being, I don't know, punished or anything. That doesn't hold any interest for me, really, outside of like a playful sort of stupid thing. But being the center of someone's attention, having someone someone sort of concentrate on making me come, on making me feel good, on taking care of me. That's hot. Fucking my hand. And I'm in that phase where it's almost frustrating. I want to come. I know it's just a matter of time. I just fuck. Come on. No. He's being very attentive, and he's checking in a lot, which is very sweet. Like there's any chance anyone's gonna say no to this voice, seriously. That's right. Crack yourself up while you're trying to come, you stupid woman. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Yes.